Retail sales growth outpaced analysts' expectations in May, coming in at 2.2% year-on-year versus 1.7% on a month-on-month basis. Sales are up a tepid 0.1%, while quarter-on-quarter sales grew 1.7%, where general dealers and retailers in the textiles led the gains. Subsidiary of JSE-listed Brimstone, House of Monatic, the company behind President Ramaphosa's Sona suit, owns and manufactures formal wear brands and says their biggest contention with government is that they have to import all their raw materials. MD of the company, Aldo Agnello, joins us on the line now to discuss the intricacies of the textile industry and their growth outlook for the sector. Thanks so much, Aldo, for your time this evening. So, as I say, we've had retail sales numbers out today and on a year-on-year basis looking encouraging, but I spoke to a retail analyst earlier today and he's highlighted that these are very volatile numbers that we cannot take at face value. What's your reading of the consumer you're catering to right now?
Yeah, hello. The listener, hello to yourself and all the listeners. Yeah, the consumer is under serious, disposable income is under serious threat, as we all know. High energy costs, high transport costs. For him to now to go out and buy a suit at a substantial amount of money, it's very difficult. He stretches his budget, and instead of buying a suit once a year, maybe he buys a suit once every 2 years now.
Yeah. Aldo, the assumption is that you cater to the upper end of the market. Is that your target market?
Well, it is our target market, but that market has shrunk considerably as the consumer becomes, as his disposable income gets threatened all the time.
Okay, so we've got a price-sensitive market that we're dealing with right now, even with the president having given you quite a punt at the State of the Nation address this year, advocating buying local. But as you say, where consumers are increasingly price-sensitive, no matter what bracket you're in right now, how are you rating your competitive muscle?
Well, we are obviously, we operate in a small segment of the market, the top end of the market, but our competitors are not based in South Africa. They're based in the Far East and also in Europe. And because the import duties are quite high, it obviously encourages illegal trade. For instance, dumping from Turkey and some Eastern European countries, which is a threat to us, and also. The other major threat is that because there's no fashion fabrics available in South Africa, we have to pay 23% duty tariffs from the East and 13% from Europe, EU countries.
Okay, so impeding your competitive edge is the cost of business. Of course, that impacted by, as you say, imported material. You've got production costs like labor and electricity supply to consider as well. How much pressure are you under in that regard?
Obviously, we're under serious pressure. We believe that government should immediately drop tariffs on imported lot because it's not available in South Africa. A good example is that the African country, for instance, Egypt, buys the raw wool from the wool markets in PE, take it to Egypt, import it back to South Africa, and we have to pay 23% duty. We think that's totally unfair.
Has a government taken heed of some of the calls you've put out?
They are listening, but the machinery was very slow in the government circles, very, very slow.
Are you seeing a shift now?
We haven't seen it yet, but the indications are that there will be help coming soon.
In the interim, Aldo, what kind of margin pressure are you feeling? Just how tight is that margin squeeze?
The margin is terribly, terribly thin. The imports from the Eastern Bloc countries are absolutely killing us. We actually can't comprehend how they can land similar products to ours in the market at extremely low prices. We must assume that no duties are paid or very little are paid or under invoicing dumping, because we buy the same raw material from the same mold. Yeah. And then we just can't compete.
I asked the question about margin pressure because what's been highlighted through over the last few months is that promotional activity has been driving a lot of sales for the most part, with retailers concentrating on boosting their top line more so than anything else. How much firepower is in your arsenal to net customers through promotional activity? Is that an avenue you've been able to pursue at all?
Now, yes, we have pursued that. Obviously, we have offered substantial deals to our customers, but the independence has also diminished. So we have, in order for us to keep the factories going, we had to embark on corporate wear, where we supply the top end corporate wear markets, for instance, Mercedes-Benz, Avis, Hertz, SAA, serious corporates that support us very well. If it wasn't for them, we'd be in trouble.
Yeah, so a re-strategizing of sorts coming to the fore. In the meantime, earlier this year, we had Brimstone say that you might face closure if your operations don't improve following a right-sizing. Are you sitting close to that tipping point?
Not quite. We have a very supportive shareholder in Brimstone. We have started the right sizing in January. We did a retrenchment of about 20% of our staff, unfortunately. We had no option but to do that. But looking forward, we're over the worst, I think.
Well, let's hope that you are, Aldo. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Aldo Agnello is MD of House of Monatic.